To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside. Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're here for another Once Upon a Time Season 1 commentary. Yay. I think after this one, we'll only have like four left. Which is insane because we've been working on this
for two years.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll have an episode of our podcast for every episode of Once Upon a Time.
High five.
High five. Woo! That was a goal long in the making, and we're celebrating it already before we're done with the goal.
We're not even there yet.
We're going to just like fall flat on our faces. Like the computer is going to burst into flames or something.
Well, we've already had to redo one episode.
Yeah, this is very true. This is very true. So let's see here. What do we usually say up at the top here? First of all, if you've never
done one, we're doing a commentary. If you've never done one with us before, you're in for a treat. You want to set up your DVR or no DVD player or iTunes or whatever, and you're going to want to sync it with us. We're going to give you a 3-2-1 count, 3-2-1 go, 3-2-1 go. And on go, you're going to hit play, and we'll give you some shout outs of stuff that's on the bottom. He's all thrown off because I took over.
No.
I'm doing an awful job, actually.
No, you're actually doing pretty good. Yeah, but like she said.
So I noticed you was staring at me.
Like she said, I'll do the 3-2-1 count. Thank you very much.
No.
3-2-1
go. 3-2-1
go. And then you hit play, and it'll be good. And you mentioned Netflix and
Netflix,
all that,
DVD, all that Blu-ray, stuff. iTunes.
And you also mentioned that people shouldn't.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. You don't want to watch or listen to this without watching the episode. That's just not cool.
Yeah.
Because you'll be confused. You'll be like, why is Anne-Marie drinking excessively?
We also have a team of professional killers who will come to your house and assassinate you if you listen to these.
This is awful. Don't ever say things like that. He's not serious. Your life is not in danger. We are just ridiculous.
As long as you don't listen to the commentaries without watching the episode.
Where is the black wand?
Please do not take anything Bill says seriously.
Please do not take anything he says seriously. He makes awful spoiler and fun facts throughout these things,
Kate, too. We always drink magic juice during these two, Amory.
Do you think we drink some magic juice?
What magic juice are you drinking tonight?
Vodka. No, tonight I have lemon
trivia
vodka.
By the way, you're 2 decibels louder than you were last commentary thanks to that vodka.
Lemon vodka, blueberries, blueberry lemonade, and some bubble water to try. I feel so short. You made me lower my chair. Go back to my full shot.
Yeah, your full shot's
I'm like a midget.
There.
I'm like, I'm a dwarf. I'm a female dwarf.
Drinky.
I'm Drinky the dwarf.
Drinky. Okay, and as for me, my magic juice, Sutter Home Red Wine Blend.
Cheap.
It's delicious and cheap. And cheaply delicious. Just like me.
Delicious.
Okay, so I guess we're going to go ahead and get started here with us. I don't know if we ever said the episode, season one, episode 13. What happened to Frederick?
What happened to Frederick?
What could have possibly happened to Frederick? We're going to find out here. I'm going to go ahead and do the official count.
Ready?
3-2-1.
Go!
Once upon a time, an evil queen blew out her ears a little bit.
My camera froze again.
Is it getting a little...
It came back, but it's still stuttery.
Okay. We'll go ahead and take it off then.
Yeah. Bye, Anne-Marie Cam. My book!
Rip Playground.
Rip Playground.
Rip the Playground. Rip the World.
Oh,
or something.
Bye.
I don't know.
Oh.
In August, stole it! Why, August? Why did you steal it?
Because he was supposed to be the author.
Probably. Ha ha! White Horses, Navy Seal Studios production. King George, Jennifer Goodwin. And then the carriage stops, and Jennifer Morrison. And there's she is, Miss America.
Lana Priya.
Josh Dallas.
I wish I'd have lived back then just to have pretty hair.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the hair was actually as pretty as it is in this show back then. Back then in Mist Haven, 30 years ago.
30 years ago in Mist Haven.
Well, fashion reference drink.
Maybe they'd have stopped me from chopping all my hair off again.
I don't know if it came up.
Hey, was that the Bandit?
I think that was Charming.
Really? I thought it was the Bandit.
I don't know if this came up last time he was on one of these episodes we did a commentary for, but King George doesn't move in the robes. Like, he doesn't look natural.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, that one? That man's comfortable in his robes. That man not so comfortable in his robes.
Call back to our commentaries from last week.
Which is like 3 weeks ago for you guys.
Ish.
Ready, set, jump!
Jump! Ah! He made it.
Yay.
Finally.
It's funny because he's like Little Red Riding Hood, but not.
Little Red Charming Hood.
Aww.
His hood's so charming. I don't have any coconuts. I can't join you.
I do.
I do have chainmail, however.
You have what? Chainmail?
I have chainmail.
That's not chainmail. That's old keys.
No, that's current keys.
Woo!
That's a sack over his head.
Dinner.
Sack over his head and green beans. No, it's not.
It's delicious. Can I have a divorce?
You don't have to lie, Charming. That's a huge glass of red wine she has there. Drink.
Drink.
Wonder if it's a blend like mine. What sort of princess goes to law school? Seriously.
One that's not a princess anymore.
The princess makes the laws, so she doesn't have to learn them. Same with the king, or prince, queen.
Boston.
Lord. The Lord of Boston.
Fresh start in Boston. See, look, I'm in the episode and you're just babbling over there. Now, Boston. Why did Regina encourage her to do this when she knows she can't leave town?
Because she wanted to frame Snow for a murder? Likely. That's just a guess.
A likely story.
In your goatee.
Robin? Nope.
Hey, what's up? What's up, hubby? I like how she has the Order of the Purple Cloak with her. We are the Order of the Purple Cloak. We swear to wear purple cloaks.
That is an ugly, ugly outfit.
A bit.
Not so funny.
I came here to turn my back.
I came here to help you escape.
Came here to turn my back on you while you died.
See, we missed whatever that pivotal plot moment was because you had
to
battle.
It's not like people are watching this episode to know what happens in this episode.
But I am. I don't remember this one.
Because you're dating a married man? That's a kind
of
comfort
territory. And you're walking through the middle of town, so that's dumb.
Yeah. But no, it's nighttime, so no one's out on the street.
Unless the curse of the shattered sight is there, then they're all beating each other up.
Or unless they have lines in the scene. And then they're out there.
I heard a car, though.
There wasn't a car. It was a spirit. It was a car possessed by the spirit of my mother. My mother, the car. It was my mother, the car. Which is another door in the hat.
Drink.
If anybody understands that your mother, my mother, the car reference, email me greetingsfromstorybrook@gmail.com.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's a 1950s sitcom.
Well, now that you told everybody, they're all going to email you. Make a choice,
but
Charming.
I don't want to.
But it's going to get messy.
I choose not choosing.
I choose you.
which is a choice in and of itself. The choice not to make a choice. And to just string both of you along. Because I'm scared. Oh, I am David Nolan.
Oh, here we go again. Car, car, car. Oh, that's a new coat.
Car, car.
And curlier hair.
Yep.
She's too sassy.
Every time the coat changes color, her hair gets curlier. It's the rule. Ooh. You want to drink from a well? I think this came up last time he was in an episode. We did one of these four too, but it's kind of creepy that he was a little boy and she was a baby, and now he's like hitting on her. This first time he sees her. I don't think
he's hitting on her.
You don't think?
No. W.
Wabooth.
August Wayne Booth. No, he's using a flirty tone, but he's not flirting.
August Pinocchio Booth. No reason.
No reason. Just cause. That was August W. Booth.
Weren't you listening?
He was loud enough.
Were those two people talking over us distracting you, Snow? Why did I call you Snow? We don't know yet. We don't know. The curse isn't broken. Drink.
Drink.
No.
I didn't do it. I know.
I've been discreet. Listen, everybody, I've been discreet.
Huh. No, I'm your daughter. Which actually, coincidentally, Emma is currently wearing a turtleneck and we never see her at something like that again.
Very true.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
She turns into the plunging neckline when, you know, her suitors
are
plenty.
But for now, she's the top button girl.
There you go.
Which means Dada. She's good. Because I can't leave this town. I literally can't.
I just, it can't go.
I can't cross the town line.
Neither can you, actually.
But, yeah.
It's over.
I think you're just going to be a missing person for a while in my life, in general.
You must have a guest starring role on some other show. So we need to write you off for a few episodes. I'm kind of in love with someone else. You know, my wife. My real wife.
Catherine, be the change you want to see in the world.
Really?
I'm being philosopher charming.
I know you are. Zen charming.
Zen charming. Catherine, what is the sound of one hand clapping? What is the sound of one spouse leaving Storybrooke? The car driving off right now. Wait, why aren't you in the car?
You're missing the car. Off?
Get out of here is what I'm saying. Leave my house.
The court of purple cloaks.
I have a teacher coming over for a date in like an hour.
Hey, he's got a purple cloak too.
He's part of the Order of the Purple Cloak now. Who have sworn to wear purple cloaks. And carry satchels. With my heart, with my heart, with my... I should have known from the...
This isn't about you.
The man in the purple cloak behind you.
His name is Frederick.
So that's what happened to Frederick. You know what happened to Frederick? We didn't hear about Frederick until this episode. That's what happened. Oh, yeah, because she took that potion in Dreamy.
But the potion, but she also... Well, that's because his fake daddy times two said he'd kill... I don't know. Somebody will buy.
And this is why we don't do episode summaries. Unless they're rhyming.
Hey, look, it's Frederick.
In this week's episode, what happened to Frederick?
There he is. He's made of gold.
And with that much gold, he'll need some bed rest. Join us for this week's episode, Whatever Happened to Frederick. It's like a near rhyme. I'm working on my feet.
Don't.
Just like Frederick. Because he can't sit down. This is not the greatest boyfriend in the world. No, this is a tribute. King Midas with that golden touch.
How did it turn the entire... Like, did King Midas just, like, rub all over him?
He just, like, reached up in the mask, like, ah. King Midas, why are you getting in my mask? No, don't. No, I must, child. Be still. Drink.
Ah, the lady in the lake.
Giago Lake.
Oh, Giago Lake. Rest in peace.
Lake Pacific Ocean. Always with the holy water.
And he only has the fearless bravery because of Joan. One of us. We are just random tonight.
No, it's fine.
It's good. It's good, man.
You guys like it, right?
Right. Aww.
Did you really just say that? Ugh. Seriously?
Like, oh,
with my
God.
Golden boyfriend standing there?
Right. Yeah. Ugh.
Let's flash forward. I'm done with this.
And there's a new page for the book. Mm-hmm.
It's a very long page.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully he cuts that.
No. He inserts.
I never understood why, like, when doing book bindings and stuff like that, you have the pages like that, and then you, like, you sew them in with the two loose ends, and then you cut the end. I never understood why you do that instead of just, like, making a bunch of shorter pages and, like, sewing them in one at a time or something.
You can. It just depends on how you want the...
The binding to be?
Yeah. Because this way it'll lay flat easier and better.
Do you think he could have saved some time by going to Create Space and doing this?
Stop that. Stop it.
That's not an ad.
This is not an ad. They pay us nothing.
Well, they do. But it's just royalties.
Come on, open it. He's like, I don't believe
in this occasion. This occasion makes me uncomfortable.
Everything is blue. With a video game.
This is an Xbox controller. But Mom, I don't have an Xbox.
I know. I'm like, what is that? It's just a controller.
Mom, you messed up again. My Henry impression.
It's awful.
Trivia, that tissue paper is made from the sorcerer's hat. Because it's blue and sparkly.
Oh, but you're in the house. This is why it's confusing.
Maybe it's like one of those houses where like half of it's the business side, like a party in the front, business in the back or something like that.
No.
You know, like a dentist's office where they have like a...
I'm sorry, do they have a margarita bar on the other side of the dentist's office?
No, where they have like the dentist lives in the house section and then there's like a separation.
That's not a thing.
No, that is a
thing.
That's
not a thing.
I used to deliver papers at a thing like that.
We're not even going to talk about
that. Where like the dentist was over in the left side.
No, you have a skewed vision of like life.
Wow. Ooh.
And now you wait to tell me.
I'm going to cry all these fake cursed tears right now.
Well.
They were holding hands.
I buried them.
They were giving each other side hugs. It was awful.
Oh, the side hug. Okay, see, she just said she buried them, and oops, they're right here in this envelope.
She buried them under that book on her desk.
Was that Heroes and Villains?
Less than 10 feet away. See, that's inconclusive,
that's
though.
That's so inconclusive.
But it could have been him standing like 2 feet behind her and being like, eh. I thought he was just working it out by making out with the kindergarten teacher, elementary school teacher.
Kindergarten's in elementary school.
But Henry's not in kindergarten.
No.
As far as we know. I'm just feeling all these fake emotions right now.
All of the feels!
All these cursed fake emotions.
What?
I love that shrine. I almost picked that as the poster for this episode.
What the?
It's good stuff.
Interesting.
Just so you know, I'm going to wait about 2 minutes and come along anyway.
He's not all about the shrine there.
Yep, she's going to sneak after him.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
I guarantee.
Guaranteed.
Their house is very homey.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a house. It is a home. Way too hopeful, Mary Margaret. Hey, I want to break up with you. You know, you were a good excuse to leave my wife. Now I'm going to play the field. Like that red over there.
Uh-oh. Incoming! Incoming! Incoming.
See, he seems way too young.
Yeah.
He seems a little too young for Catherine.
Who? Charming?
Frederick. Soccer ball guy.
Oh, that was Frederick?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Huh.
But you were wearing that infinity scarf and we didn't want to get into that. It's all been a pack of lies.
Is it the most children that we've seen in the town?
They were all immediately killed. Mm-hmm. Virginia was upset because they were diminishing Henry. Ooh.
Burn.
Yeah, and you deserve the 19-year-old guy with the soccer balls.
Old lady. You know, I can do that with
Although, you know what? Catherine kind of looks a little bit like Elizabeth Mitchell.
Yeah, she does.
I just realized that. So is this the Lady of the Lake, or is this the lake lady of a lake? Because we've seen ladies of lakes or ladies of wells in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And I think there's another season two episode with a lady-ish of the lake or something.
Yeah. Well, no, it's there's no lady of the lake. It's the lake of the waters that heals snow from the not being able to have babies thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it could have saved Charming's mom, but she took.
Lots of holy water in this show.
Lots of holy water in the show.
Howdy. What's up, dude?
What's up?
How's it going? You summoned me. I'm here. What's up?
Date night. They're having a date night. Oh, Granny's like,
look at my horse. My horse is amazing. Why don't you go ask Hopper about it, Hoppy? Hop on. We'll take a leap of faith. Come on. It's just a jump across town. What was it?
If you don't take him, I will. Good job, Granny.
Yes. Quite.
Quite. Mm-hmm.
She's smiling.
Uh-huh. Well, she's on Emma's side.
Mm-hmm.
The watering hole. Literally.
The hole of water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see here.
Mm-hmm.
A few years from now, Rumpelstiltskin and Belle will be married here, mm-hmm. but it won't last long. It's filled with whiskey.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
It's whiskey. Of whiskey.
Stop saying whiskey.
Is made of whiskey.
Magic.
Whiskey from the whiskey well. You'll get more whiskey.
I'm ignoring you and watching the episode.
That's fair. I recommend all of her listeners do that too. Trivia. Eon Bailey's eyes are actually made of wood in the scene.
The wishing well.
Hit me like a wishing well, kiss and tell. A wishing
His
well.
His eyes are so blue, they feel fake. Are they really that blue? You met him.
They are.
They really are?
They're totally that blue. But the thing is, mine are that blue too.
No, they're not.
So when we looked at each other.
It was like. No, yours aren't that blue.
They're that blue.
No.
They're that blue.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the TV. They're not that blue.
It's night. My eyes are brighter blue during the day. It's true.
We should have filmed this.
Plus, he has color correction on his side. Bill's eyes are bluer than mine.
So when so you met him, on, did you wait. Call him Eon or did you call him Bill?
Hold on, wait.
Or I'm August. Ask. No, your eyes are not as blue as his.
We'll let the public decide. Greetings from storybrooke@gmail.com.
They're talking about her. They're talking about the elementary school teacher. Oh, tramp, tramp, shade tramp, eyes. Tramp, tramp, tramp. Everybody's throwing some shade. You.
Oh, Granny.
Granny.
That makes me sad.
Sing it, Granny.
I'm mad about stuff. Oh, what was that song?
I'd have to watch it again.
Yeah.
Look, she's walking on plastic or glass.
Can you be me? Because I've always wanted to make out with myself. It now seems like a really good opportunity. I ship Charming and Charming. No, I ship James and
David.
David. Javid.
Javid.
Like her facial structure is a little Paris Hilton-ish. A little bit. Especially in the nose. Well, Never mind now, because that's all change. I became snow with blush. You have too much blush on.
It's an illusion. It's an illusion. It's so true. Look at all the glitter.
A bird in the hand is worth three in the bush. Oh, snap. Charming was not the right man for the job.
Nope.
Not on this case.
Whoops.
He likes making out with Mary Margaret too much.
Mm-hmm. Reality or nothing.
This is a real illusion.
Mm-hmm. I'm real, you're real, I just look a little different.
Lady of the Lake, offering 100% accurate illusions. She would never say that.
Nope.
You would never say that. She would never love me.
That was hilarious. Hilarious. So much.
I will always drown you. I will always drown you.
There's a draw. It's murky. The last man lover. But not too moiky.
Very true.
CGI plants.
And there's poison ivy.
Uh-oh, CGI plant.
Those are animatronic plants, whatever. Thank you very much.
It looks CGI. Well, now it's animatronic. The first one was CGI.
It's animatronic, but the animatronic computer is CGI.
Oh. Hey, there's a knife.
A cadagger.
A cadagger?
A cadagger. Take this breath of life. Oh.
Stab.
That's what we call cleaning a fish.
Ooh.
Magic transformation back.
To the blonde.
Blood's still red, though. Can't change a mermaid's blood. That's what they always say.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, and there's the tramp stamp.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, so it happens multiple times.
No, it happens, but they don't get it all the way off. Dreamy's after this.
Oh, okay. I will break up with you. Mm-hmm. I will frame you. Man, Charming, you need to get your zen back.
Mm-hmm. Or get it, because you didn't really have any back in the day.
How Charming got his zen back.
It's a spinoff.
Starring Angelica Houston as a Prince Charming.
Love! Nope.
I like those pieces better on the ground. I'm going to leave them behind. Maybe a janitor will pick them up later.
So sad.
At least for 3 or 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Roughly. It's done.
I'm saying this is like act 2, 8.5 of the entire season arc. So we need to break up now. But we'll come back together. No, I guess it's not that late.
It's not that far.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like
13.
Out of 22 or whatever?
Yeah, that's about halfway.
Yeah, but you said 2.5, which is a little more than halfway.
Ah, but you forget Act 2 has two sections to her theater as big as Act 1 or Act 3.
Hey, look.
It's the box. I wonder who put that there. Oh, look, it's the book with an added page. And who should wander by but August? Hey, did you notice there's an extra page in there? Just don't look over your shoulder, Emma. Whatever you do. Chilling.
I'm leaving.
I just like the ambiance. I don't like the buttons on her coat.
You don't like the frogs?
No.
Why? Meh.
You're being affected by a curse. It's cool.
It's a curse.
No one's going to judge you.
We were cursed!
And why isn't there like a weird Photoshop filter on this picture? Like there is with every other still from this show.
And that's why we're all.
And that brings us to the present. Those lights behind her look like they were all just kind of tossed there.
Yeah, a little bit.
If I was in that room, I would feel like maybe like twisting them up together or something.
So I'm going to go to Boston. I'm going to go to law school and see what I can find.
So do you think we can reboot this curse?
Can we try this again?
Yeah. I want to be in love with August because he's dreamy. No, wait. Leroy's dreamy.
Wait.
The best laid plans of evil queens get ruined when she gets too mean.
No, because you literally can't leave.
Yeah, it's like a magic thing.
It's kind of true.
Of course. Curse drink.
How did she instantly put together, hey, I'm going to make her wreck and frame snow? Like, how
did Regina that happen? Has a million plans.
Yeah.
At least in season one, she's as good as Rumpel in that regard. Now, not so much, but. I got tired of making out with her. That's all.
All right.
I was like, okay.
All right, as always,
I'm done making out with this girl. Let's kill her. Because that's how I roll. As Prince Charming.
That's an awful sound effect.
I could see that, though. Like water pouring over gold.
He's probably so tired. He's like, I've just been standing here for a few years.
I think it's ironic, though, that now that his armor changed back from gold, which is way heavier than whatever normal armor is made of, he falls. Again, he feels too young.
Again, she feels way old.
She's a Misthaven Cougar.
The Misthaven Cougars. It's a soccer team.
King Midas's kingdom in Mist Haven is a cougar town, I guess. Cougar
town. I've never seen that show. I feel like I'd like it.
I've seen a little clip of it on Community. It's okay.
A real clip on Community or a Community clip?
Yeah, because...
somebody was watching it?
One of the main characters, Abed, it's his favorite show. Then he gets a cameo appearance on it.
Oh. Show that,
and he was actually on the show. I always know where to find her.
I will always find her. I will always find her.
It's a thing.
Well, duh.
Very true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Her name's Regina.
Let me wave this cape over the camera.
Ooh, ooh, the skeleton keys. Open.
These are mock skeletons.
In the closet.
Let's take this Dear David letter.
Mm-hmm.
And this paperweight, because it's nice. I like it.
It matches my office.
It's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
With 50 Shades of Grey.
He's already off the show.
Very
true. 50 Shades of Graham is already gone.
50 Shades of Graham. Drink.
Drink.
Oh, okay.
Space paranoids?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, they couldn't get the... Actually, you know what? That might be a game from Tron.
Because
they've had several Tron references in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Trivia, that's definitely from Tron. I didn't look it up. I'm just assuming. Magic.
Magic. Magic. Woohoo!
Operation Mongoose has yet to begin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Operation Mongoose.
What if they all joined forces and made it Operation Cobgroose?
Cobgroose?
Operation Cobgroose.
I like that you
coming
just
to you season book. 5. Look at Snow my horse. White. My horse is amazing. My cape flips around. Are you there, Snow? It's me, Charming.
She went to find you. Look, I used to be on the show.
She will always go to find you. See, it's like we keep making the joke, but they're making it more in the show. Yeah. But then she met up with these dwarves and things got weird.
She lied. Oh, here? That's right. This was actually in the mm-hmm. other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen this before. But not, because that'll come later.
I will always find the thread of the story. As bad as he looked in the robe, he looks even worse in chainmail, mm-hmm. honestly. No offense, he's a good actor.
Great actor. Don't be in chainmail.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Just not his style.
Oh, Mary Margaret.
He tries, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's the important
it's
bit.
It's time to wallow. Hmm. There's a lot of thread on the wall. Neither of them sew.
Yet.
Nope. Go get her some Ben and Jerry's.
Or some Johnny Walker.
I think that's a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the things that this bed will see.
Yeah, not only that, but then just even in the most recent episode.
Mm-hmm.
Red. Is that Red's spray paint?
Mm-hmm. Somebody wrote the tramp stamp.
I wonder who it could have been. Regina?
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to leave town.
Look, she's so happy about it, too.
Looks like you're finally on your own. This world is awfully big.
Is it going to be a wolf or something?
And Catherine, this time you're all alone. But it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement, you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can't leave the town, no need to taste it. You're going to upset Frederick now. Do, 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 do.
Throw the hat! The old lady in the thing.
What are you doing? Why are you throwing that hat in the air? If you guys, you kids out there, Mary Tyler Moore Show. Live it, love it, learn it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Rhoda's a better character. Scandalous. I declare.
I declare.
I declare. Regina's evil. Episode's over.
Episode's over. We need to burn something.
I think we ended strong on that one. For sure. The magic juice might have got a little too intense. I think it's okay, though.
Sorry, homies.
It's come to be expected.
It really is. It really sure. is. We should do one where we don't drink at all. But why?
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's what the normal episodes are for. You just said, hey, let's do what we do every week.
Oh, that's true.
ABC Studios. So, Anne-Marie, where can people find your fan online?
At annemariesfan.com. No.
At annemariesfan.
At annemariesfan. No. I'm on Twitter at AMDSimone.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can follow all the podcasts we do, including Universe Box, the show about everything, at universebox.com. And you can read the fairy tale I wrote, King, The Trials of King Sparrow.
King George's Sparrow.
King George's Sparrow. The Trials of King Sparrow. It's a fairy tale about a bird. Bird's the main star.
Bird.
Seriously.
Bird, bird,
you'll
bird.
Like it. bit.ly/King Sparrow. Well, we'll be back next week with her. So, until next time.
Greetings from Storybrooke! Drop the mic.
Boom. Done. Did I ever tell you I do like a little things at the end, like after the theme song's over?
My mic's off.
I know your mic's off.
Are you still recording yourself?
Yep.